B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Zoe today and all week long as Zoe takes Israel. Every picture I see of him, he's wearing one of those like earphones, you know, little guides, the audio guides. I wouldn't take
telling you what you're looking at.
Yeah. And yeah.
Audio stop here. Audio stop number 17.
Well, I believe that. Would you expect to maybe instead see him with a guidebook in his hand reading?
TV thinks he's actually listening to his pool playlist.
I was going to say, I wouldn't expect him to be able to focus on anything audio related. He can't focus on this show on a daily basis.
It's hot here.
Hot.
Sunny.
Sandy.
I just, you know, he just likes to stare in this, into the sun like a dog. No, he just stares on the so I hope he's having a good time. Looks like he's having a good time from all the pictures I've seen. So he will be back next week. The big news today, Al Horford is leaving the Celtics, according to multiple reports, and there are multiple reports about where he may land, the Brooklyn Nets being one of those reports. As part of all this, there are more reports and more stuff, more things, I would say, coming out about just the year the Celtics had. We heard Jackie McMullen earlier on how the team felt and how players felt about Gordon Hayward coming back and getting a full allotment of minutes from Brad Stevens. There's also this from Doug Gottlieb yesterday filling in for Colin Cowherd. A story about Kyrie Irving coming in one morning, film session, seeing his coach, and the first words out of his mouth not being, "Hey, how you doing? Hey, coach, good morning." No, not being that, not being a normal salutation.
Just something different.
Yeah, okay. Just being typical Kyrie Irving, you know, thinker Kyrie Irving. Here it is, Doug Gottlieb yesterday.
I'll give you a story real quick from Boston. A friend of mine told me this story. That Kyrie came in one day just to film. And again, it's not that Kyrie shows up late. He actually was the first one in film room. Walked up to Brad Stevens and said, and Brad, and like, you know, Brad always, morning.
Morning. All right, so Brad Stevens, good morning.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey, guys.
Right.
Hey, fellers.
Right. So what do you think Kyrie says?
Okay, so first one in the room.
I mean, just take a guess.
Okay. Brad Stevens says, good morning, and Kyrie says, I don't know, greet. Well, I know what he says, so this is unfair. McTakey, do you know what he said?
All the things you could guess. Do you know the story?
I'm just going to say, I do not know the story.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to
say,
McTakey can play this game.
I'm going to say, yeah, something like that.
Okay. Just,
something smug.
Dismissive and smug. Okay.
Here we go.
And Brad, and like, you know, Brad always, morning, good morning. What does government mean to you? That was Kyrie's good morning question.
What? What the hell? Dude. You're there to watch film. What does government mean? Is this some type of conspiracy? What?
That is what Kyrie comes in loaded with in the morning.
If that's the first thing somebody said to me in the morning, I just look at it like shake you. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
You want to talk about coming in ready to go with a question. First thing out of his mouth for Brad Stevens coming through the door. What does government mean to you? What? We're going to deal with deep questions like this coming through the door?
Just trying to break down a pick and roll here, man. God. What the hell are you doing?
Kyrie, it's 8 in the morning. Dude, we're just trying to look at the game from last night. We got to do this now? Can't we save this for like one of those 6-hour flights to the West Coast? What? We're doing this right now? Here it goes. Continue.
Morning. Good morning. What does government mean to you? That was Kyrie's good morning question. What does the word government mean to you? Not, hey, did you see that Laker game last night? Man, are they a mess. Not, how are we going to fix our ball screen coverage? Not, man, my knee feels great. Not, how are your kids? It was, what does the word government mean to you? And so Brad Stevens, at 8 in the morning, on his first cup of Dunkin', took a long sip. And went into some soliloquy saying absolutely nothing because he didn't know what sort of trap door any sort of word was. And then he turned around on Kyrie and said, what's it mean to you, Kyrie? And Kyrie said, control. Very deep. Very, very deep.
Oh, God.
He's the worst. Is Kyrie a dummy?
I mean, he thinks the earth is flat, so yes.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I can't figure out if it's an act in that or not. I don't know.
In that regard, yes, but he's not a mouth breather, you know, like completely devoid of thought, but he is the worst kind of non-dummy. He's a non-dummy who's still dumb, who still thinks that he's operating on a different plane, which he is. I'll give him that. He's having thoughts that most people, you know, don't concern themselves with.
Yeah, for good reason.
For good reason.
He spends a lot of time trying to convince everybody that he's smarter than everybody. That is annoying.
No, he's on to something.
Like, enough
you
already.
You know, you're on to a path that is going to lead you nowhere.
Oh, but
it's
he's illuminated.
A path to nowhere.
He's illuminated. He knows more than everybody else.
Those are the worst types of people.
They really are, aren't they?
Really is.
And you can imagine, I mean, try being in that locker room with that guy every single day, and he's pulling crap like that. Because you think that's the only time something like that happened, where he walks in at 8 a.m. and says, what does government mean to you?
But the worst thing about it is, it's not an original thought. You know, and this is what really separates, you know, someone who thinks they're smart and an actual smart person, is the capacity for original thought. He didn't come up with this on his own. He was on YouTube, as he says he was when he got into the whole
flat
earth
theory. What is the thought? There's a thought there?
No, there's a thought.
One word answers?
That's
not a deep thought.
No, that he read somewhere about government meaning control and all this other stuff. I'd be much more impressed, and I would have some reason to believe that there's some intelligence.
Hardy, why are we even debating this? Why was he doing this walking through the door at 8 a.m. on a film session? What is this garbage?
Because he's tapped.
Could you imagine being Brad Stevens dealing with this guy?
And I don't even think he's
like, what?
I don't even think he's crazy, because I give a lot of crazy people more credit for being smart. That, you know, they're just off. He's just dumb.
I'll tell you what. Everyone who's at work listening to us right now, go into your boss's office and go in there and ask him this question and see what kind of reaction you get, and see if you're told to shut the F up and go back to your desk or go back to your work site or go back to whatever it is you do. See if that happens, because it would probably happen here. What? Hardy, what? Yeah. What do you want?
What have you been reading?
Go down to our program director's office. See what Mike Thomas says to you. Hardy, what's wrong with you?
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to see if I'm doing the headlines
at
11:30. He's going to look at his
watch.
Might be.
He's going to look at his watch and say, what? Don't you have a show to do?
But
get out of my office.
What
do you want?
That is the response to that person
out.
Or Kyrie Irving or anyone
else. Things to do.
The only acceptable response is, what harebrained conspiracy theory are you regurgitating that you saw last night online? You know, what BS is running around that meager brain of yours right now? I'd be much more impressed if he had walked up to
Brad Stevens.
Do you
think this is the only time this happened?
No.
No.
Oh, God, no. Probably
a daily occurrence.
I'd
deal with this crap with you.
I'd be much more impressed with Kyrie Irving had he walked up to Brad Stevens and said, why is it that ketchup is the only condiment that goes on hot foods only? Everything else, you know, like something that he actually came up with and thought about. You know what I think? I think they should make that strawberry milkshake Pop-Tart flavor available everywhere, not just in major supermarket chains. That, at least that's something that you came up with out of your own head. But instead, he's going online. He's got way too much free time. He's got way too many people indulging him. And these things that he likes to get into, and that's what it results in. Him walking up to his head coach, and when his head coach says good morning, he says, what does government mean to you? It means to me, oh, shut up and sit down.
Don't you wish
Leave
someone had just said that to him?
Leave
Don't
me
you
alone.
Wish Brad Stevens had just said that to him? Shut up, Kyrie. Sit down, please.
Do this on your own time. I don't care what you think about. Don't bring me into your
pseudo-intellectual conversations. Stop it.
But that would involve the Celtics not kissing his ass, Beetle, which is exactly what this team has done, what the organization has done all along. They enabled this guy, and he took advantage, and he's going to walk out the door for nothing. That's the problem right there. I mean, February 1st, Kyrie Irving comes out and says, I don't know anybody crap. Ask me July 1st. What does Danny Ainge do right after that? Comes on Tutcher and Rich and publicly kisses Kyrie's ass and says the engagement is still on. That would involve somebody in the organization standing up to Kyrie Irving and say, sit down and shut up. Really, nobody ever did that.
I've got another thought on this. How does Gottlieb know this story, and what does it tell us that he does know this story? We'll get to that with your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Celtics head coach Brad Stevens. Hey, Brad, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Doing good. Getting ready for the AFC Championship game here. You know?
Yep. Good.
Rack them up.
Celtics
getting... How are you doing? We got to get you good. We got to get you guys going here.
Yeah. We're getting ready for a game in Toronto tonight.
More obnoxious. A question about government or the AFC Championship game?
What does the word government mean to you?
6-5, you pick them.
You know, the more distance from that question about the AFC or just the intro and the mention of that, every time I hear it, I go, oh, God. It gets worse every time you hear it. We got to get you going.
We got to get you going.
Oh, no, no, you get- no.
You guys are suckling hind teeth around here.
Got to get you to win some games. Get into this position.
Yeah, well, we're trying to.
Yeah, well, we're getting ready for this game in Toronto.
That's exactly what I was doing, getting ready and working toward a victory night until I had to stop what I was doing
to talk
my
to
day
you.
To talk to you and have that be the first thing to come up.
Thanks.
Kyrie said control.
I just like a couple of things about that story. That Brad Stevens says a whole bunch of words that mean nothing because he's afraid of whatever trap door Kyrie's trying to lead him through.
I went into some soliloquy saying absolutely nothing because he didn't know what sort of trap door any sort of word was.
He didn't know where this was going. Well, I mean, Kyrie, that's difficult question to answer because there's so many elements to government and what it could mean to so many different people. And well, there's many different types of government.
See that word type. See, a type. What type of person are you? What type?
And so he says
of
a bunch.
Government.
He says a bunch of words, trying not to answer the question at all.
Kyrie said control.
Control.
See, that's what you just said. It's all about making you be a type of person. That's what I wanted you to say. See, they want me to be the type of person that plays basketball. And they want you to be the type of person that coaches basketball. It's all about typecasting. Government is merely the Steven Spielberg in the movie that is America.
Very deep.
Stop.
What does it say that Doug Gottlieb knows this story? Where do you think he got that from? Kyrie Irving?
It doesn't sound like there was anyone else in the room. I mean, it was just Kyrie and Brad.
Sounds like a firsthand account.
I'll give you a story real quick from Boston.
Oh, from Boston.
Friend of mine told me this story.
Friend of mine.
That Kyrie...
Look, this is the type of story I could see Brad relaying to a couple of staff members. And maybe those staff members getting it to Gottlieb or something. It's like, you won't believe this. This is great. This is funny. And probably nothing more than an anecdotal thing. Because in the midst of a run, if you're in a good stretch at that point, it's like, this is going to make for a good story one day about the craziness that we had to endure en route to the NBA championship. You know? Oh, my God, Kyrie, you think he was nuts? Listen to this nutty story. This will be a good one to tell. It's not as funny now. Not now. It's just
We just had a tweet from Tom. Tom tweeted us.
T-Bone?
No, Tom McCabe, not Tom Morgan. Oh. Tom went into his boss's office just a couple of minutes ago and just asked him the question. Just went in because I just said, why don't you go into your boss's office, everyone who's listening. His response, his boss, laughs. Are you effing kidding me? Go away. Just asked his boss.
What do you guys need to go in our boss's office and ask the same question? I would do it.
I think our boss is actually in a meeting. I saw him going down.
That's perfect. So he hasn't listened to us. He probably has no idea.
I nominate McTakey.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, if I'm not here for the 11:30 or 12 o'clock headlines, you'll know that it did not go well.
But you have to do it with a straight face. You have to do it with a completely straight face. Don't laugh. Don't smile. Don't let on to the fact that you are doing it for some sort of, you know, bit.
And if I live to tell the story, it'll be a good story.
Well, he has two bosses here, technically, right? You have a boss in the web department,
I've got a million different bosses here.
Who's the web boss? Tim?
Yeah.
Stacks of crap. Yeah.
He'll just be like, huh?
Yeah, what are you talking about? You hire something?
Knowing him, though, that chatterbox, he'll actually give you an answer. He'll be like, well,
that's interesting. You know, I've been thinking about this.
He'll sit there and talk for 6 minutes about what it means to him before you have to cut him off and say, I got to go back on air.
Going to Mike Thomas.
Yeah, no, I think he's participating in something downstairs right now.
This might be good.
So this might be good. You might have an opportunity.
Can record it?
Yes.
Try and do that.
Yes.
I would not record him without telling him.
We'll tell him after before we do anything with it.
No, I would not do that.
Why? He's just going to tell him to go get the hell out of his office. Say what?
Let me make a prediction, back to this point, though. Yeah.
Steven's letting this out because he doesn't care anymore. Because he knows Kyrie is gone. It's over.
I don't know that Stevens just now let this out.
Stevens and Gottlieb, do they know each other? Do we know?
I know. Yes.
Gottlieb is a big college hoops guy, isn't he?
That's what I'm saying. Gottlieb
from
is
the
former college hoops player at Oklahoma State, right? So, and then he went to where? Where did he go? Where did he go after that?
He went to Notre Dame. He got kicked out of Notre Dame. Some kind of credit card thing.
The theft thing. Then he went to Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
And then he's obviously been an analyst and a broadcaster for a long time. Yeah. So he's covered the sport for a long time, too. So I'm guessing.
No, I know he knows him.
Jim has inside knowledge that they know each other.
I produced Gottlieb's show at ESPN Radio a couple times when I was down there.
And during that time, what happened?
Oh, he was coaching Butler, and he just said, hey, I want to get Brad Stevens on the show. Here's his number. Call him.
Oh.
I called Brad Stevens, and he came on the show.
Well, there you go.
In like 5 minutes.
So there you go. There's a personal connection between the two. And he's sharing that story with Gottlieb because he's like, who gives a crap? Kyrie's a head case and I'm not going to have to deal with him next year because I know he's leaving.
If he knows he's leaving, if there's still a chance, though, with craziness and all, don't you still make an effort to keep Kyrie on this team?
Well, yeah, but that's not his job. He's not trying to keep Kyrie. You think Brad's making the pitch?
He's part of it.
Doubt it.
He's part of it. Sure he is. He's the guy that he has the most interaction with day to day in terms of a team official. Of course, he's got to be a part of it.
Maybe. Or maybe he just knows that Kyrie's totally nuts. And it's like, yeah, this is who Kyrie is. You want an example of how crazy this guy is? 8 a.m., he's walking through the door asking about how...
Yeah, Hardy could be right, too. I'm sure Gottlieb knows all the assistant coaches from that. Because a couple of those guys are Shrewsbury's here and all those, you know. Yeah.
And Shrewsbury's gone. Too. He left, right? Shrewsbury's coaching a college team now.
Yeah, he left after the season, yeah.
Yeah, and he's probably like, you want to hear how nuts this guy is? Walking through the door at 8 a.m. asking us what government means.
No doubt in my mind it happened. That and 10 other things that day. That just is crazy.
That was just the 8 a.m. question. Wait till he got till 9 a.m., 10 a.m. He has a question per hour.
Till he woke up and was really thinking about this stuff.
Till he had his coffee.
Hope it didn't affect anybody that's still there. That's the problem.
The synapses were really firing, and the questions were coming fast and furious.
He's still tight with Marcus Smart. We know that from the end of season stuff, right?
He's a very philosophical.
Let's hope Marcus Smart doesn't carry along that.
I know. Wait till Marcus Smart gets very philosophical on us. Starts asking these big picture questions. That maybe you and I hadn't thought about, Hardy. The rest of us aren't thinking about enough.
Yeah, well, that's because you're one of the sheep.
I'm being controlled. They're putting us in a box.
I already admitted months ago. I'll be an excellent pet. You know, when the robot overlords come, I'll follow along. You won't get any questions out of me.
617-XR42779-0985. Adam and Lowell, take it away.
Hey, guys. This is actually a good story for me because I've been trying to pin down what kind of a-hole Kyrie Irving is, and I finally decided that he's the type of guy that would bring a tuna fish sandwich on an airplane. That's the particular type of a-hole we're dealing with. But listen, I know Gordon Hayward getting minutes was an issue, and then Terry Rozier's comments at the end of the season were just absolutely absurd. But the Kyrie apologist used this to say, see, he wasn't the issue. This is why he was such an a-hole and underperformed and folded like a cheek suit against the Bucks. No. Hayward's minutes were like 20%. The young guys were 20%, and he was 60. End of story. Thanks, guys.
All fair. All fair. And listen, I've been accused of being a Kyrie apologist, right? Jim, you've accused me of being a Kyrie apologist many times?
Yes.
That's factual?
Team Kyrie, yeah. That's where it all started. Team
okay.
Kyrie, yeah.
And even I will say,
I'm in there.
I will even say, yes, Kyrie, he gets the biggest piece of the blame pie, but he doesn't get 100%. At least we're just willing to admit now that he's not 100% of the blame pie.
Oh, Beetle, with this story on the table right now, they should still be trying to re-sign him. They should still want this guy.
Yep.
Well, that's the thing. It's never about whether he's got 100% of the blame or 60%. It's what's the percentage that it's worth bringing him back. That's the part that everyone's arguing about, I think.
Okay, I think it's sort of gotten to that point. But in the beginning, it was, this is all Kyrie's fault. And I just think, well, start coming around to the idea that maybe it wasn't all Kyrie's fault. And I'm okay with saying the majority of it was.
I say for every...
But don't tell me it was all him. This team has issues that extend beyond Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, it extends right down to the guys who think they should be getting minutes over him. You're nuts. He's the best player on the floor. He remains your best chance to win. And if what you want is an interesting season to watch, like you said, Beetle, just a team that's competitive and has a chance to give you something night in and night out, Kyrie being on the team gives you the best chance at that, too. You may not like it. We may all think that he is a half-wit for walking around with governmental conspiracy theories in his head that he saw on YouTube 20 minutes before and now spouts them off like they're his own ideas. But the fact is, for the team, for the game of basketball, he's still your best option. He may not really be an option anymore. He could be as good as gone, which many people believe he is. But tell me what your other plan is.
He's Adrian Gonzalez.
He's better than
Adrian.
It'd
be stupid to say Adrian Gonzalez wouldn't help you win games, but he was better gone from here.
No, it's not a great comparison because of the sports. You know, you're talking about one guy out there on the court for the majority of the game that impacts the game on more plays than just his at-bats.
Gonzalez wasn't this strong of a personality either. He's just kind of there.
Except when they had late Sunday night games.
Right.
McTague, he's got the headlines. He'll get you caught up on things. We'll get back to your calls. News today. Al Horford leaving the Celtics. Big blow to the Celtics today. What's this going to look like after, now that he's gone? Hard to say. It will leave cap space, though. What can the Celtics do to maybe help things before they go into next season? We'll talk about that. We'll get back to your calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
617-779-0985. Brian is in Rhode Island. Let's go back to your phones on Al Horford departing. That's a story that you just heard about Kyrie Irving. Hey, Brian.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening about the Kyrie and kind of the psychological profile. And I think that really the Celtics maybe should bring in a mediator or someone who knows about psychology and personalities and work with him. I think he's probably a brilliant person and has these deep thoughts and everything, but he's not talking to the right people about what he's interested in. He should be focused on basketball and things that he can talk to his teammates about saved all this other stuff for some other time. If somebody's, you know, playing the role of a misunderstood artist, or, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on in his head. But
are,
I think
are you available? You seem to have a very calming way about you, very soothing.
I really think, you know, I was the misunderstood artist, the weirdo and the freak. And I think as, you know, a person ages, they'll realize that it's kind of isolating and very lonely. And he should be able to focus on ways to build a rapport and with his teammates and, you know, talk about these other issues that interest him with, you know, another group of people. Because, you know, nobody can understand them. Nobody can relate to them. And I think that's probably had a negative impact on the basketball chemistry.
I think you're probably right, unless, and you also have to consider this, he wants to be the misunderstood genius. He wants to be this person who is the, you know, the loner in a sea of, you know, just basketball players. He wants to be the guy who stands out. I mean, you have to consider that also. But the idea of bringing in some kind of sports psychologist or something, I don't know that they need that, but there's certainly, you could make a case that they could have done with a little bit of Phil Jackson whispering going on in there. Somebody who was willing to indulge him a little bit and maybe get him a little more focused, going in the right direction, something else to talk about. Or better yet, as you said, a way to channel all these deep thoughts towards something a little more constructive rather than just laying awake at night worrying about the flat earth theory and what the word government means.
So, Brian, on the basketball point, how big of a loss do you think Horford is for the Celtics?
I think it's a huge loss. I think he's a leader for the younger guys, a role model, a team player. He's a true Celtic. He has that character. He'll help to develop the younger guys. You know, he's the kind of the player that I grew up watching as a Celtic fan, and it's just sad to see that kind of character or that type of person leave. So I'm sad about that. And, you know, hopefully Kyrie down the road can work on his things, because right now he's kind of like a Kanye West. And Kanye West is like a solo artist and brilliant, but he wouldn't be able to play in a band.
What are you doing?
All right, Brian.
You went in for the follow-up.
Well,
that is 100% on you.
Well, he wanted to call about Horford, and I want to get his Horford take. That's all.
Okay.
He says it's a big loss. He thinks it's a big loss. He waited a very long time to talk to us. He wanted to get his full call in. That's all. Wanted to get his full call in. Jeff is in Merrimack. Hey, Jeff.
Greetings, guys. What do you guys think of communism?
No, what does the word communism
mean to you?
What does that mean to you?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I do want to talk about the Celtics, but I had to clarify a few things. I tried to call yesterday, but had to hang up. But correct me if I'm wrong, but did Shaughnessy crack the case and that Mo Vaughn orchestrated the botched hit on Big Poppy?
What?
Well, that's what that's what he said yesterday. He said the shadowy figure looked like Mo Vaughn. Anyway. Okay, I won't even go with the second one about Zolak looking for the elusive succulent Chianti beans in Israel. But
And again, this is on you, Beetle. You say goodbye. He went in for the third one.
Right, I did. I said goodbye.
Yeah, he's doing his monologue. You know? He thinks he's Fallon standing up there.
All right, I hung up.
Thank you. It's getting ready for you to ask him a follow-up.
John and Lowell, John.
Calling you Sarandis if you don't tighten
this
up.
Hey, this is Detective Angel Martinez.
Interviewing.
And,
Angel Martinez.
If there's any doubt whether or not Kyrie's leaving or not, he fired his agent, signed with Roc Nation, right? The owner of Roc Nation is Jay-Z, who's also a part owner of the Brooklyn Nets.
Not anymore. Has been for a while.
Okay.
He had to give that up.
I got to work on other cases then.
All right.
Okay. See you, Angel. Talk to you later.
Angel Martinez.
When he became an agent, he had to sell the stake in the Nets. He had to get out of that right away. Couldn't do both.
Detective Internacional.
Pete in Delaware. Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, first of all, Kyrie is definitely a capitalist. He definitely isn't probably for government. But capitalism, he's making all that money. He's good with that. Hey, as far as Al Horford, I think Horford's a bigger loss than Kyrie Irving, and I think they won't make the playoffs. Simply because Al Horford is a facilitator of that entire offense. Who now is going to get the ball down low, be able to kick it out to guys to get open shots? Who's actually going to be able to be good enough down low that people respect the guy? Sometimes Al even got double teamed, the pick and roll. Everything went through Al Horford. Who now is going to take that mantle? I don't see anyone on this current team, and good luck recruiting anybody to this team after Jackie McMullen and all this. I just think Al Horford's a huge loss.
It is, because you don't have an adult in the room. But was his leadership sort of overrated just because he was an adult? I think that could be the case. We'll talk more about that coming up next, because what did he really change? Did he have a positive impact? It still seems like everybody was bickering and acting like children last year, even though he was in the room. That's coming up next.
Yeah, what things are going to get bad now?
Things already were bad. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
If we were to go back on this show about a month, maybe, Jim Lau threw out a rumor of Mike Conley getting traded to the Celtics for Gordon Hayward. He was the first guy to do it, and it caught fire, man. That thing started rolling down the hill and just kept picking up steam. Bill Simmons talked about it. Others kept throwing it out there. It was a trade rumor that would not die.
Woj even mentioned it.
Woj mentioned it. Today that rumor dies because Mike Conley has been traded. Memphis is trading Mike Conley Jr. to Utah. According to multiple reports, Shams, first one to have it. Utah sending Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, Jay Crowder. Oh, Jay Crowder got traded again. And draft compensation to Memphis for Mike Conley Jr.
Best contract in the NBA, right, Beetle?
Best contract going. Yep. Just keeps on getting traded.
For one of the worst contracts, Mike Conley. There you go.
Yep. Well, you got to match all that money. So Jay Crowder traded again. Going to Memphis this time. Mike Conley Jr. moved today for three players. Grayson Allen, Kyle Korver, and Jay Crowder. Utah, 3-for-1. There you go. So I don't think he's coming to Boston. Sorry, Jim. I apologize to you, buddy. Sorry.
Now that Horford's gone, you don't need Conley. Like, I don't want him
anymore.
Well,
yeah, now it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
It would have been to replace Kyrie with the current group.
Yeah, you don't really need that point guard anymore, do you? Yeah. Sign whoever. Who cares?
Makes me rethink the entire thing. You got to rethink your entire thoughts on the Celtics.
Which is why it was so funny last night when I saw the report that, well, the Celtics' plans haven't changed going into the draft. Everything changed.
Well, they can't. No, I don't know. Going into the draft? No. Because the draft picks don't mean. You can't rely on the draft picks either way. So who cares?
Yeah,
take a couple flyers and then, or trade a pick.
But you start rethinking the entire structure of the team and what it's going to be like a year from now, 2 years from now.
Yeah, the offseason, yes. The draft, no.
But what are you going to do with those draft picks?
Yeah, your picks are still worthless. They were worthless yesterday. They're worthless today.
Yeah, you package up those picks even with players.
I never understood that. Oh, the picks, they still suck.
Yeah.
Go for a home run. Go for a guy that's got ultra skill and that might flame out. Who cares?
At 14.
Yeah.
I was going to say, were they at 14 and 22?
Yeah, 22. 22. Yeah.
You're not in the business of taking role players with this team right now.
I don't need 22. I don't need that. Take a pick at 14 and get rid of the other ones.
How much could Baines, contribute going forward?
As much as Baines normally contributes.
In terms of the absence of Horford, the guy was talking about it earlier, and what are they going to do? Who's the guy down low? It's very different players.
Got to be plenty of minutes available.
Do you think he re-opting in?
He definitely could. But wasn't his concern...
No, I'm saying he already opted in, but do you think he rethinks his decision to opt in? Maybe
yeah, I'm saying he definitely could. He could rethink it. He could think about it all he wants. He could have regrets. I don't know. But wasn't his concern playing time? Wasn't that his concern? His role and his playing time?
He'll get that now.
He's going to have plenty of playing time.
Don't worry about that, Aaron.
And it's only for a year. So if he's worried about playing time, then he'll get plenty of it, and he'll hit the market. So he shouldn't be concerned.
And Stephens will build his value up. He's played well in this system.
Yeah, so if that was his number one concern, his role and his playing time, then he shouldn't be rethinking it. If it's winning, then he should be rethinking it. Because they're going to do less winning now. They are. The leadership part of it. Al Horford's leadership, overrated or not?
Didn't seem to have an impact on this team this year. That's what I would say.
I mean, it's nice to have an adult in the room. Don't get me wrong. That's a nice thing to have, to at least have a guy in there who isn't a child. But it didn't have an impact on anybody else. It didn't stop anybody else from acting that way. From what we could tell on the outside, it didn't rub off on anybody else.
See, I think it almost hurts them a little bit more on the court because Horford is the type of player that makes players around him better. And if the future of the Celtics is, and it is, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, don't you want somebody like Al Horford to be there to make those guys better when they're young players? I think this hurts them. Absolutely,
yeah,
in the short term.
I'm talking about more off the court than on.
Overrated.
Overrated off the court.
Overrated. If he was such a great leader, how did things get to the point where this team couldn't figure out a way to make it out of the second round? And I'm not and nothing against Giannis or the Milwaukee Bucks, but the way you played him in game one, there's no reason why you should have suffered the sweep after that. You should have been better all regular season long. And there shouldn't have been as many I guess hurt feelings is the really the starkest way of putting it when it comes to who was playing and how they were being perceived, whether it was Rozier or Brown or Tatum and Kyrie's minutes. If Al Horford was the leader that, you know, he's being made out to be in the light of this news, then a lot of that stuff I don't think would have seen the light of day. He would have been able to handle that and keep it at least internal. But the fact is it all got out, and it got to the point now where it's all gone. Forget about it. Don't worry about, you know, how they're going to. Nothing official from Kyrie, and I'll give Al Horford credit for this point alone. He had his agent say, we're most likely going to sign somewhere else. And until we sign, we're not going to say, yes, it's happened. As opposed to Kyrie, who everybody thinks is going to sign somewhere else, but is, quote unquote, ghosting the Celtics. Just not returning.
Ghosting focus. And then through, I don't know if you've noticed this, but ghosting and then through Shams, right. Denying the ghosting. Have you seen the reports?
Yeah.
From Shams?
Yeah.
That he has sent both public and private signals?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Smoke signals?
What kind of signals?
Carrier pigeons?
What is that? He's been sending public and private signals. Here it is from Shams, if you're watching on the simulcast. Irving has been communicative and forthright with top Celtics officials since the season ended with private and public signals that he will leave the organization in free agency, likely for the Brooklyn Nets league, sources tell The Athletic. Public and private. Private and public signals. Fireworks.
See, I didn't jump. I'm not playing the role of Zolak right now. No jump.
No! Damn it, Jim. Wow. Ah!
That one got me a little bit.
Jesus Christmas! Ah!
Still didn't jump, though.
90 seconds, no commercials. Noontime hour is here. Headlines, we're right back. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.